Let's say by mistake you didn't realize this money is money of Maaseh Sheni, so we say Taka to Nekach Tois, you have to give back the money. Yet Rashi says, we forced the one that bought it to give back the money to Nekach Toisu. So therefore, it's a Nekach Tois. The Mezid, let's say you knew clearly this money was money of Maaseh Sheni and still you bought an animal with it, is Taleh V'Toichel B'Mokim. That even though the Mechira takes place, but still there's a Kenasi, you have to take that money still and bring it up to Yushlam and eat it there. Still there's a Chumrah to take the money up. Amri Rav Yehuda, Yehuda sounds like this. When was this said? Rashi says, "Amazed koi that for amazed if you buy with your money of Maaseh Sheni an animal that we say you have to take the money still and eat it in Yerushalayim." When was this said? The miskaving if you knew what you're doing. The lokach tchilo l'shem shlamim that you bought it amanas to bring it for korban shlamim. Rashi says, "Shekain derek kol beimash and yikachal bekesel ma'isa the kor shlamim." That was the derech that really is supposed to bring the money into Yerushalayim. And there you buy an animal and you bring it for Korban Shlamim. So if that was your kavanah outside Yerushalayim... Alright, turn over. Yes, if that was your kavanah to buy an animal to bring for Korban Shlamim, so that's what he says, the word, Menu Amurim b'meskavim b'lokach tilu l'shem Shlamim. Then the mechir is good. But if you had kavona, just stam, if you had kavona, stam to buy the animal to eat wherever you want, then we say, then we say, no, it's the Nekach Tois. Even though you knew what you're doing, you're taking money right now and spending the money of Maaseh Sheni to buy an animal, but if your kavona was not to bring a korban shlamim from it, but just on to eat the animal, then we say a blazek a mekach tois. Or Rashi says the mezid it's a knas la moicha gramin la kamon that we can't send the moicha. You shouldn't have sold it. So therefore, if the moicha knew what he's doing, if the moicha knew that he's selling an animal for the money of Maaseh Sheni, he wasn't supposed to do it. So therefore, the knas upon the moicha to say that this money you have to give back. Nothing doing. For the Gemara Ivanan Tanan, we learned Rabbi Yehuda Weimer the mezid kiddush. If you told if you mekadish your wife with Maaseh Sheni b'mezid, the kedushin is chal. So you see, if you take the money of Maaseh Sheni b'mezid and you use it, we don't say it's a mekach tois, but rather we say the kedushin is good. Here also, somebody takes the money of Maaseh Sheni and buys an animal with it, why do we say the animal is a mekach tois? Or why do we make a knas? You have to give the money back. Just like over here, if you take the money of Maaseh Sheni and you mekadish your wife with it, Rabbi Yehuda says the kedushin is chal. So why do we say the same stuff if you buy an animal also? So Mora says, no, Amar Rebbe Loza. Isha yoydas ashen mois masheni mischalulin al yoda. The Isha, the lady knows. If it's bemezid, means the man spoke out and told clearly his chala that I'm giving you money now of my sasheni. If she accepts it, so she knows the halacha. The halacha of this money is I can't use it outside Yerushalayim, but I'm going to have to take it up to Yerushalayim and buy food there and eat it there. The oyla v'yachelas Yerushalayim. And therefore, she has das to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So that's why the kedushin is chal. But over here, if you're a meicher, if you sold the animal for the money of Maaseh Sheni, like you don't think like that. You think that the money is yotzel chulin, and the animal has the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni on it. So it's his tough luck. The one that's buying the animal, he's going to take it up to Yerushalayim. But you with the money, you're going to keep it. And the rabbanon don't want that to happen because mitchila, you're not allowed to sell it. Therefore, the Rabbanu made a kenas. If you did sell your animal for Maaseh Sheni, so the Moicher has to give back the money. Maskev lo Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question. For a behema tmeya, what's about the loch of behema tmeya? Avodim v'kakois. That what? The odim yodeya shein moyis Maaseh Sheni mischal naleim. Somebody knows if he takes money of Maaseh Sheni and he buys with it the behema tmeya, or he buys avodim v'kakois, that the kedusha does not go off the money onto these things, because an eved or kakoyis or behemot tmei you can't eat. Now the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni is that you're supposed to buy food with the money, and the food you eat in Yerushalayim. So the kedusha only goes off the money if you're going to buy food, something you can eat. But here, if you have the money that has kedushas Maaseh Sheni and you buy your behemot tmei or avodim, you can't eat it. So it's not mischalo. The kedusha does not go off the money. Utanan, still we learned. Ein loichin behema tamei avodim lechoslim b'moyis ma'is sheni afili b'shlayim. A person that brings up his money of ma'is sheni into Yerushalayim, still he's not allowed to buy these things. But it says v'yim lokach, if a person did buy it, the sale takes place and yoichel kenegdim is only kenas that the lokach, the one that buys it now, has to eat the value of that money in Yerushalayim. So you see, we don't make a kenas. Sakam before we say now the mechir is bottle. Elding must look like this. Hocha b'yisha chaverter askinun. Tiyadiyya. Here this last case we're talking about is also a chash of a lady that she knows halacha. So therefore, if you gave her the money, she knows that the money is not mischalo, and she knows she has to use this money and eat it in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Elam asisim b'yisha chaverter askinun tiyadiyya. Shein mait shein mischalo yedei kudushel. V'yoli b'chles avastam moichel lo yodar. Shein mait shein mischalo behema tumeya. It's like, I mean, now Mishnah says the Kedushin is Chal, we're talking about an Isha Chaverta, a Choshev Isha. In other words, a regular person does not know these halachis, that the money is not in the Schalom, and you have to take the money and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Normal people don't know this. That's why here we say if you with your money of Maisa Sheni, you bought an animal to Meya, so Lamaisa, the money, the person that bought it, doesn't know the halacha. So we're afraid he's going to use the money wherever he is. Therefore, the person that bought the behemoth Tameya has to take the value of that money and eat it in Yerushalayim. Because some people do not know the halachas. Our Mishnah says the Kedushin is Chal, that's by a special Isha Chaverta, a special Choshev Isha, she knows the halacha of Maisa Sheni. So therefore, by Yehovah we say, when she receives this money of Maisa Sheni, she knows the halacha that she's not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. For sure, she has in mind to bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's why we say the Kedushin is Chal. Amamah. Im lokach, if he bought it, yoichel kenegdon. If you bought these things with your ma'aseh sheni, you bought a behemoth tameya, or you bought avodah mikakoyis, so the one that bought it now, still you have to take the value of the money and eat it in Yerushalayim. V'yamai, fret kumar, why? Yafu damal mekoimam. Why don't we say it's a nekach tois? That the one that bought it should give back the money to you. Ki yosem, like we learned before. Before we say it's a nekach tois, you get back your money. So how come by behemoth tameya, we say the mechir takes place? So Shmuel says, true, really it should have been a nekach tois. But here we're talking about